from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palco reporting. An American icon is deathly ill. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the Republican presidential candidate who lost to Barack Obama in 2008, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than 30 years, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of a glioblastoma. A close friend of Senator McCain, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
So pray. I don't know. God knows how this ends, not me. But I do know this. This disease has never had a more worthy opponent.
It was just a few weeks ago that Senator McCain appeared at a hearing for the recently fired FBI Director James Comey when he asked a long, rambling question that raised more than a few eyebrows and came under some criticism.
In the case of Hillary Clinton, you made the statement that there wasn't
unknown to all at that point was in all likelihood a man already struggling. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
I think it's very premature to talk about John McCain not being in the Senate. He's tough. He'll go through the treatment. I'm sure he'll remain in the Senate. With luck, he'll be able to survive for many years to come.
President Donald Trump issued a statement calling Mr. McCain a fighter. He and First Lady Melania Trump sent their thoughts and prayers to the McCain family. McCain had just won re-election to another six-year term in November. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday said the number of terrorism incidents in the world declined in 2016 for the second year in a row. The State Department said just over 11,000 terrorist attacks took place last year, a 9% drop, resulting in more than 25,600 fatalities, a decline of 13%. The acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said nations are cooperating to prevent such attacks.
The international community strengthened cooperation in a number of areas, including by expanding information sharing related to terrorist identities to prevent terrorist travel, strengthening border and aviation security, and putting increased resources into efforts to counter radicalization to violence and terrorist recruitment.
Sibarel said the Islamic State remained the deadliest jihadist group, but is increasingly on the defensive, suffering losses in Iraq and Syria.
The border between Syria and Turkey was fully cleared of ISIS presence in 2016. Syrian Democratic Forces, supported by coalition efforts, liberated a number of cities and towns used by ISIS as transit and facilitation hubs for foreign terrorist fighters and ISIS external plotting efforts, including Manbij and Jarablus. These operations set the stage for the operation to isolate and liberate Raqqa, which, as you know, is currently underway.
The U.S. report continued to designate Iran as the chief state sponsor of terrorism. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said on Wednesday Tehran will respond appropriately to new U.S. sanctions targeting 18 individuals and entities, even as the Trump administration certified that Iran was complying with the two-year international nuclear agreement. The U.S. said, however, Tehran was guilty of violating the spirit of the agreement by engaging in what it called malign behavior, such as pursuing ballistic missiles, financing terrorists, and backing Syria's Bashar al-Assad. U.S.-China trade talks ended Wednesday in Washington with no breakthrough and a cancellation of closing news conferences. There was also no joint statement of action plan following the meeting. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin spoke of the importance of the world's top two economies having a fair trading relationship.
We need to work together to maximize the benefit for both sides. But this is only possible is if there is a more fair and balanced economic relationship between the United States and China.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross took aim at China's nearly $350 billion trade surplus with the U.S. and called for a balance, including increasing its imports of more U.S. goods. Hundreds of people turned out in Hong Kong on Wednesday to pay their respects to the late pro-democracy activist Liu Xiaobo, who died last week of liver cancer. The 61-year-old Nobel Peace Prize laureate had been granted a medical parole last month after serving almost an 11-year prison term for subversion. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.